Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I'm putting the motion on the floor right out of the gate.
Yes.
Aye.
Okay. Do I have a second?
You do. I know what you're going to ask before you even ask it.
Terrible jokes at 3:45, ladies and gentlemen. We
yes,
need it.
Please.
We need it.
It's time.
So we will do terrible jokes at 3:45 this afternoon. Remember, your jokes have to be arable, but they have to be terrible.
Do not send them in now. We will never be able to scroll back and find them.
So we'll put the call out at 3:30 this afternoon to send in your terrible jokes. But Dana's right. Do not send them in now because they'll get lost in the mix.
If you wouldn't tell it to your child, don't send it in.
Well, we need to send it in.
We just won't
we
read it.
We need to do a separate offline Terrible Joke Tuesdays, the ones that couldn't air.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'll go over well, kind of like during COVID when we invited all the listeners to join us on Zoom.
Idea.
And then somebody started posting porn.
And Sam said over and over again, guys, this is a horrible idea.
It worked for like 6 minutes.
I believe it was 60 seconds.
No.
If I go back through my career for this fine program, the number of times that I have said, guys, don't do that, it's a horrible idea, and the number of times that I was right are equal.
One of our.
Dana says, hold my wine glass.
Yes, one of our girls' trips that we went on a couple years ago, a friend of mine brought T-shirts that said, that's a terrible idea. What time?
That's pretty funny.
That was the best ever.
Anyway, how's everybody doing today? Good?
What a great day.
It is beautiful outside.
Too
although
warm.
I needed to start feeling like, you know, fall at some point.
We're good. We're good for another couple days. Let's just be good.
And you know that this means that when the cold weather really does hit, it's going to hit hard.
How long is it okay to go without washing your hair, ladies?
Your entire body?
If you do not have
Dana.
Hot water.
Hmm?
I'm asking.
Dana, I've already showered twice today. There'll be a third tonight.
You don't even want to know what we got going on.
So you don't have hot water at the house?
We do not have hot water yet. We're working on it.
How many days have you gone without a shower or a bath?
Since the night that the fire department paid us a visit.
Which was Thursday night.
We almost died from carbon monoxide poisoning. We have, you know, worked in the yard. So anytime that there's sweating and all that stuff going on, it's more of a hop in, you know, grab a washcloth, get clean, quickly hop out. I cannot do an ice cold shower. It's not just a cold shower.
You're not even doing that. Don't lie.
Ice cold.
We need the truth.
I did it once and it did not go well. I was like, oh, that is not for Dana.
If you grin and bear it, it's actually really good for you.
Once, maybe.
No.
Do you do that all the time?
Not all the time, but I try to do it at least 3-4 times a week.
Why?
And I'll start my shower hot and then, you know, do my hair, my body. And once I'm in the rinse-off portion, I do just cold.
Why would you do that to yourself?
It's good for your circulation. It really is.
Yeah, so it's jogging.
Well,
I knew you were going to say that.
Hard J or soft J?
Soft.
Yeah. Soft.
Jogging.
We believe we are a couple of days away from having hot water and heat in the home again. They're getting it figured out.
I thought they were there right now.
But there was somebody there yesterday. There's someone there now. Yeah, we are in the process of getting it figured out.
To answer your question, if you're not doing any physical activity,
yep.
You don't leave the house, you're in sweatpants, you
yep.
might make a meal or two.
Correct.
You can get by 3 days.
Okay.
No, that is a lie.
Well, day two.
No, and I'm going to tell you why.
Starting to get a little iffy. If we add in some physical activity, you got to shower every day.
I am trying to remember the last day that I went without a shower.
It would have been the day you were hospitalized, is my guess.
No, I took a shower that morning.
Why don't you just warm some water on the stove?
Like pioneers, Dan.
And throw it in the tub.
We've discussed it. We're down to the boiling water in the tub this evening because I can't stand it anymore.
How many days have you been without a shower?
Well, the full-on, like, in for 20-minute shower, it's been 4 days.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
That is disgusting.
You keep padding the landing. I don't think you've done any of it.
Yes,
for the last
I did.
4 days.
I did. I tried the cold one.
So you get
and
in,
I did not like it.
Wait.
Yeah.
So you get into a cold shower.
Yep.
How do you avoid the water?
Very carefully.
No, that's not true.
Very carefully.
You
it
don't
was,
get in.
It was more
you
of a sponging.
No, you don't have a walk-in shower.
Yeah, we do. The new one.
Oh, the new one's a walk-in?
Yeah, it is a walk-in.
All right, so hang on. I am questioning the witness.
Mm-hmm.
So you get into the new walk-in shower that you just had built.
Yep.
And you get cold water on a washcloth or a sponge.
It was a washcloth.
And then you apply the water. And then you soap.
I did. And I sat down and shaved my legs because we won't even go there. It was a jungle down there.
What do you do about your hair?
You have not washed the hair yet. I haven't.
In 4 days?
Didn't you notice I wore a ball cap yesterday and today I have it pulled back?
Don't you go to a gym?
Okay, so that is option B. We do have a facility that we can use just west of here.
A very nice facility.
Yeah. And I thought,
I've seen those locker rooms.
Do you know who went 2 days ago? My daughter went. She was like, I can't stand not showering another day. I agree with her.
We also have a shower stall.
In the basement.
Bucket cleaner outer downstairs.
That's disgusting.
I've showered in there.
Are those baby bird heads peeking out of
in
your
in the
hair?
Building?
Yes.
You showered in the building.
There have been a handful. I think I have showered in this building. It would have been when there was a major breaking news story and I had to stay overnight. I know for a fact at the old building in Westwood, they had a shower in the basement and it was just as gnarly as the one here.
Mm-hmm.
And on the super ice storm in October of whatever year that was.
Yeah, the October surprise.
I stayed overnight at the radio station and on September 11th, 2001.
And used that shower?
And also in the 2000 election. I stayed overnight because remember the hanging
chads
and all that stuff?
Yeah, that was 25 years ago.
The 2009 blizzard on Christmas.
I might have stayed here on that night.
You stayed overnight then?
So, Dana, you've got fruit flies, no hot water, no heat. There's
correct.
Pickleball noise next door.
Correct. It's going swimmingly, if that's what you're asking.
Dead birds in the basement.
Yeah.
Do you remember a movie with Tom Hanks and Shelley
swimmingly.
Long about 1985?
This is just a little hiccup, and then everything is going to be fine.
So there was this movie, I think it was 1985, mm-hmm. with Tom Hanks and Shelley Long. It may have been 84. And the movie was about this young couple, and they bought a house,
mm-hmm.
and it turned into the title of the movie, Money Pit.
Mm-hmm.
You bought yourself a money pit.
No, we did not. No, we did not.
Dana,
we just need another day before I can shower.
Let's go over a couple of things that have happened in your home.
We cannot. We've got to go to break.
No, we don't. We
yes,
have another
we
2 minutes.
We do not.
Actually, we do.
No getting out of this one.
I know the clock.
Mm-hmm.
Been doing this for 30-something years. Here's what's happened in your home in the last 4 months
mm-hmm.
that has never happened in my house.
Yeah.
Dead birds in the basement.
Two.
That's why I use the plural birds.
I hate you.
Near death by carbon monoxide.
That one is not funny.
I know it's not funny.
238 parts per million, not funny.
Nobody can seem to turn the water heater on.
Because of the carbon monoxide.
Mm-hmm. Pickleball court next door.
Did not have that on my bingo card. Mm-hmm.
None of those things have happened to me.
Well, wait, you're forgetting the tree that smells like death. Or what does it smell like? Vomit. The tree that smells like vomit.
That's right. Yeah. The tree that smells like vomit in the yard.
There was some raking involved last weekend.
And the fruit fly infestation.
Still can't get rid of the flies.
Can't remember the last time I've had a fly in my home, Dan. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.